Hey there, welcome to Radiant Harmonies. I'm Liam, and today we'll be talking emotionally healthy spirituality. You know, that feeling when your soul just feels good? Yeah, we're aiming for that. Spirituality is like this massive ocean, right? It's big, complex, and sometimes feels like you're swimming in circles. But hey, we're all just trying to find some meaning and connection in this crazy world. But not all spiritual paths lead to good vibes. Some are full of fear, guilt, and shame. That's where emotionally healthy spirituality comes in. It's like a guiding light, showing us how to find peace and joy in a way that feels genuine. So, what's emotionally healthy spirituality all about? It's like blending psychology with spiritual practice. It's not about following strict rules, it's about finding what works for you and brings you closer to, well, everything. Now, you might be wondering, how do I even start this journey? Well, there's not one right answer. It's all about exploring and finding what speaks to you. Whether it's reading books, creating art, or just hanging out with like-minded folks, there's something out there for everyone. But what exactly is the point of developing an emotionally healthy spirituality? Well, I see it like having a superpower for dealing with life's curveballs. Seriously, it can help us find peace, stay grounded, and build meaningful connections with others. Plus, it's not just good for the soul, it's good for the mind and body too. Research shows that spiritually enriching practices can lead to better health and a happier life overall. It's like a win-win-win situation. So how do we actually do this spirituality thing? Well, it's all about mindfulness, connecting with nature, and lending a helping hand to others. And hey, don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. Therapists and counselors are there for a reason. But let's be real, the journey to emotionally healthy spirituality isn't always smooth sailing. Sometimes we hit roadblocks like cultural beliefs, past traumas, or just life being, well, life. But with a little courage and support, we can overcome anything. So we've talked about the basics of emotionally healthy spirituality, but let's get real for a moment. This journey isn't always rainbows and unicorns. Sometimes it feels like we're trying to climb Mount Everest with a backpack full of rocks. You know those barriers we mentioned? Yeah, they can be tough to break through. Whether it's cultural beliefs, past traumas, or just life getting in the way, it's easy to feel stuck. But here's the thing. Every obstacle is just another opportunity to grow stronger. So, how do we overcome these challenges? Well, it starts with changing our mindset. We've got to ditch those negative beliefs about spirituality and open ourselves up to new possibilities. And hey, don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. We're all in this together, right? And speaking of help, let's talk about resources. Books like The Power of Now and The Untethered Soul are like little nuggets of wisdom that can help light our path. And don't even get me started on podcasts and online communities. They're like having a support group in your pocket. But hey, at the end of the day, the journey to emotionally healthy spirituality is all about you. It's about finding what works for you, what lights up your soul, and what makes you feel alive. So, don't be afraid to try new things, explore new ideas, and see where the journey takes you. Now, let's talk about the juicy stuff, the nitty-gritty of emotionally healthy spirituality. You know, the stuff that really gets your soul buzzing. Sure, it's not always easy. Sometimes it feels like we're swimming against the current. But hey, that's all part of the journey, right? Every stumble, every setback, it's just another chance to grow and learn. So how do we keep pushing forward? Well, it's all about perseverance, my friend. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize and never lose sight of what truly matters. And you know what? We're not alone on this journey. Nope, we've got a whole squad of fellow seekers cheering us on. So don't be afraid to reach out, to share your struggles and triumphs, because together, we're stronger. And remember, at the end of the day, it's all about you, your journey, your path, your adventure. So don't be afraid to blaze your own trail and carve out your own slice of spiritual paradise. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. But fear not, because the journey continues. In our next episode, we'll dive even deeper into the world of spiritually enriching practices. So until then, keep shining bright and may your spirits be forever radiant. Peace out.